had a chance to see you at a couple of meets this year already, and having a dynamite season, the girls and boys. Start with the ladies first. Wow. These ladies have been good in fall volleyball and basketball, phenomenal year, and they're carrying it right into the track and field season too, aren't they?
Our girls are pretty competitive. We don't have a whole lot. We could use a few more, but the ones that we get out on the track, we seem to always do a pretty good job. Addie Hunt, his sophomore, is usually bringing four medals home. She's long and triple and two in the four. And then there's Ann Bowes, who was a state qualifier and medal winner last year in the high jump, and she's going 5-4, so she's pretty much on track for where she was last year. We got a good discus thrower in Bryn Bailey, and she's throwing her PRs, and we're just lucky. We'd like to have more, but we're getting a lot out of those three, and we have other kids who fill in and help us out. We'd like to help a little more, but that's what we're getting.
Don't be surprised come Thursday at the conference. You mentioned those girls. Somebody feel those girls right there for the few you got. They're going to score some points. You're going to rack up some points with those few, aren't you?
I believe that we've got a good chance to score some points. We don't have the depth like Cambridge and Maywood Hayes Center have, but we've got kids that I think we can come home with a piece for the plaque. You know, they're given four places, and I wouldn't be disappointed in one of those.
And, of course, back in the high jump, phenomenal in last year, state meet and what she did there, 5-4. I'm sure she's thinking, hey, higher. Let's move that bar a little bit higher each and every meet.
Well, she tried 5.5 last week at Arapahoe and just nicked it. It was one of those that we got another couple efforts. I think she would have been fine, and she would have broke her own school record, but she's got a pretty good attitude going, and we're looking forward to her to do quite well Thursday.
And she's been not just high jump, but she's added some of the other jumps as well to try to score some points in those areas as well.
She's been scoring some points in the long jump, and she also runs the 300 hurdles. So we're trying to get her on the track. Good athletes got to get on the track as much as possible, and that's what we're doing with her. But like with a lot of things, you know, we talked about the weather, but we've had a lot of school activities that affect us too. We've had FFA, FBLA, FCCLA. Sorry about that. And yesterday we had kids come home with the runner-up trophy at state journalism, and that took 8 of our girls. So we didn't have much of a practice yesterday for the girls.
But still, they're involved in a lot of activities and doing quite well at those, aren't they?
They are. We're real proud that they're well-rounded students.
You talked about Addie Hunt. Wow. I mean, the 200, the 400, both jumps. She's a player in every one of those events, and she'll be, coming. You look at your district and where she sits in the district, it's going to be tough, but she's scoring really well in all four of those.
She sure is, and she got a PR Friday in the triple jump at the Don Bader in Lexington, and we're just fine-tuning stuff a little bit for her, and she's just a competitor and probably a hardest worker. And I think you saw that. If you saw them play basketball, you just know that they're going to come out, and she's going to come out and give you everything she's got.
Boy, your district is loaded big time with those long jump and triple jump, isn't it?
Well, the Lincoln and Omaha schools didn't do us any good when they added a couple Class B schools, so that pushed some schools down from B to C. And Kearney Catholic is loaded with some talent, and St. Pat's is coming up from Class D. Can't do anything about who the state says is in your district. All we can do is control what we're doing, and we're going to give our best effort when we host districts here on the 11th. We're excited about hosting districts.
That will be a good one at your place, you bet. And you mentioned Bryn Bailey. What a strong young lady, just a sophomore. Boy, she's a strong young lady already, isn't she?
She is, and she's just her discus is really picking up. That's her best event, and she's working on that, the shot put to come around too. And I think as soon as the shot put clicks like the discus has, she's going to be able to get some impressive throws. And she is a, you know, she is a strong girl. She's physical and athletic. And, you know, you can't beat those things.
You and I mentioned talking to Mitchell Wilson on the boys' side in the Open 400, and then his 300-meter hurdle time at the Bader Invite in the tough conditions wasn't the best, but has a PR there.
That's right. You know, Mitch is really doing a great job of competing and practicing this year, and he's working real hard at those 300 hurdles. He's going for a school record, and he's within reach of that. And, man, Friday at the Don Bader, that was horrible, running that finish straight into the teeth of the wind, and he showed his strength coming down the front stretch, catching people, almost getting, he ended up second in that heat, but he was right there.
And that was against, you know, some bigger schools, some A schools, B schools, C, D, and D, so that was against a really good competition there as well.
Yeah, that's just it. You know, we're going to have good competition on Thursday. There's a kid from Southwest who I think is our biggest competitor. You might have met him somewhere. But, you know, and we look at the RPAC, and we've got, the RPAC has got kids in the boys' events in the top 10 in the state in everything but the 100 meters. And the girls have got top 10 competitors and everything but the pole vault and long jump. So it's going to be tough competition for everybody, and we're pretty excited about that.
And then we haven't mentioned Cole Broker in the vault, 11.6 PR'd at Arapahoe, and I'm sure he's thinking, hey, I've got 12 feet and higher in mind, hopefully come Thursday.
I think so too, because he is really catching, you know, things are catching up with him, and he's doing a good job. He's a senior, and he's worked hard at it, and he's still working hard. He was disappointed in his efforts at Lexington Friday, but that, you know, cold and the wind really messed him up. It messed a lot of them up. But he's thinking 12, maybe 12.6, because there are times that he's way over the bar. And we're looking, you know, looking for positive things to come from him. And we think Mitchell Wilson, we didn't talk about his 400, but that's a race that he asked to run.
And he's done well. I mean, he'll run it Thursday, and then he'll look to lower that time even more.
That's right. You know, a lot of kids, you say, well, I want you to run the 400, and then you got to go find him. But he wants to run the 400 to help him with his hurdles.
Exactly right. And one more notable, you know, looking down in your throws, Isaac Hamilton, a young little freshman, you know, 37, almost 38 feet in the triple jump, almost flirt with 38 feet in the triple jump. That's not too bad as a young freshman for the first time.
No, that's not. He's working at that. It's just trying to get the thing about the triple jump. You know, it's so many phases that you got to do well. We just got to put all three together. As soon as we put all three together, he's going to, I think he's 39 to 40 footer. He's you saw his athletic ability down the basketball court. And he's got good spring, and he's got decent speed, and those are the things you need. So we're looking forward to him doing well.
Hopefully, I know they always say those jumpers and needed some warm weather days. So it's 70, 75 degrees, and it's going to warm up a little bit. That'll help them a lot, everybody, on Thursday.
It will, and it'll be a great meet. The RPAC meet is always full of great athletes and competitors. And don't count anybody out, you know, because who knows what's going to happen in the field events or even on the track. And it's going to be well worth watching.